Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to our new online radio program, Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you have tuned in with us today. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you are joining in consciousness with thousands of lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. Together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. This new radio program is going to be a commercial-free hour during which I will share enlightening information and powerful guidance that is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to help all of us see the bigger picture for the divine plan that is now unfolding on this planet. With new clarity and understanding, we will be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectations and hope instead of feeling fearful and overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from on high, we will know that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is on the brink of the greatest shift of consciousness ever to manifest in the history of time. For greater clarity, I would like to explain who the beings of light from the realms of illumined truth are, and why they are helping us in such monumental ways at this time. These beings include the entire company of heaven. They consist of the spiritual beings that we are all familiar with from the various world religions. They include the solar logos from suns beyond suns, and the cosmic and galactic beings from galaxies beyond galaxies. They also include the myriad ascended masters and the angelic beings of all graded orders throughout infinity. All of these wondrous aspects of divinity are children of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. They are our sisters and our brothers who have evolved to a higher level of evolution over eons of time. They are sons and daughters of God, just as we are. But due to their eons of experience, they are the equivalent of college professors compared to us being like kindergarten students. During this critical time on planet Earth, the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are coming through the veil to meet us halfway. These messengers of God are projecting their light and their divine guidance through every conceivable open door. This is happening at an accelerated pace in order to encourage and uplift humanity in the face of the adversity surfacing all over the world to be healed and transmuted back into light. These light beings are communicating with anyone who is willing to reach up in consciousness on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. They are openly communicating with every single light worker on the planet in various ways. In my particular case, I communicate with the beings of light through open heart and mind telepathic communication. The closest thing that I can use to describe this process is that it is similar to what a person goes through during a near-death experience. Fortunately, you do not have to die in order to communicate with the beings of light from on high. When we lift up in consciousness, our I Am presence, our true God Self, takes command of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. This aspect of our own divinity then escorts us safely through the so-called dark tunnel which is actually the humanly created psychic astral realm of illusion that surrounds the planet. We then enter the unfathomable light of God and the realms of illumined truth. From this level of consciousness, we are able to perceive all of the beings of light, and we can communicate with them telepathically through an open heart and mind. This is different from the processes known as channeling or receiving psychic transmissions. Telepathic communication is a very natural process that is available to each and every one of us. In open heart and mind telepathic communication, we can have conversations with the beings of light, just like we have conversations with each other in the physical plane of Earth. The difference is that instead of spoken words, the thoughts and feelings are projected directly into the divinity within our hearts. We then experience an inner knowing, and our perception is unimpeded by any confusion in our outer minds. With telepathic communication, there is less room for misinterpretation, which often occurs with spoken words and verbal expressions. Due to the plethora of information that is now pouring forth from on high through the myriad sources all over the world, it is very important for us to use discernment when contemplating the messages from the realms of truth. Regardless of how much we trust someone, or how clear or sincere we believe a person is, the information that person is receiving is still being filtered through his or her consciousness. For this reason, we should first assimilate all information as food for thought. Then we should take the information into our heart flames and ask our I Am presence to reveal the truth of the message to us in alignment with our individual divine plans and our highest good. As you listen to the celestial messages and the guidance that I will be sharing with you on this weekly radio program, know that I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Listen to the inner guidance of your I Am presence, and it will be revealed to you if the information is truth for you and if it will assist you in fulfilling your divine plan and accomplishing your mission in life. The ultimate goal at this time is for all of us to reach up in consciousness and to tap into the realms of illumined truth for ourselves, so that we will not have to depend on anyone else to interpret the information that is available to humanity from the realms of truth during this critical moment in the evolution of this planet. Now, as we begin this special time together today, I would like to guide you through a visualization that has been given to humanity by the beings of light. The purpose of this activity of light is to help each of us begin the process of lifting up in consciousness into the embrace of our I Am presence, our true God Self. The visualization that I'm going to be sharing with you today is available on our CD set, Physical Transformation. If you are interested, you may order this set of CDs through our secure website, which is www.eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace, eraofpeace.org. I will state this visualization in the first person, so that we will each experience this gift from our Father, Mother, God, personally and tangibly. But remember, we are all one. So together, we will also serve as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child on earth. So now, please go within to the divinity of your heart and breathe in and breathe out slowly and gently. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the I Am presence of every precious soul and every facet of life on earth. Blessed ones, anchor this visualization securely within the divinity of each person's heart flame. We ask that this be God victoriously accomplished in perfect alignment with each person's divine plan and their very highest good. Now the visualization for the ascension into our I Am presence. I am now ready for my ascension into my I Am presence. I sit comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed and my spine as straight as possible. I am instantly relaxed and peaceful. I empty my mind of all of the thoughts of the day. And for this moment, I go within and focus my attention on the immortal, victorious threefold flame within my heart. This flame reflects the divine balance of God's love, wisdom, and power. I have walked through the winter of my discontent into the glory of a new day, filled with the full gathered momentum of heaven on earth. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. The perfect balance of my Father, Mother, God has now returned to earth and is pulsating through me. My I Am presence is awaiting the opportunity now to take full dominion of my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. With this inner knowing, I realize that I have the awesome responsibility of becoming the full manifestation of my I Am presence while I am still embodied on earth. This literally means integrating my luminous solar I Am presence and my fifth dimensional solar-like bodies into my four earthly bodies. To the divinity of all creation, this integration is occurring within me now at an atomic cellular level. Every electron, every atom, every subatomic particle and wave of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and all of the spaces in between the atoms and molecules of these bodies are now being filled with the multifaceted fifth-dimensional solar light from the very core of creation. This integration is allowing my I Am presence to take full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As this occurs, my thoughts, words, feelings, and actions begin to reflect the divine love, harmony, and balance of God. This transformation is changing my physical reality, into the infinite physical perfection of heaven on earth. This is a unique gift, a sacred opportunity, and it is being presented through the divinity within me to every man, woman, and child on earth, right here and right now. I contemplate this truth, and as this sacred knowledge resonates in my heart of hearts, I experience my immortal, victorious threefold flame as it expands and expands. The divine balance of love, wisdom, and power that pulsates through this threefold flame is now interpenetrating and enveloping my four earthly bodies. My I Am presence now lovingly commands my lower human consciousness to release my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Lower human consciousness, I am the I Am presence of your being. I love you, and I am grateful for the opportunity you have provided for growth and learning in this physical plane. But now it is time for you to ascend into the light. Lower human consciousness, with the divine power and love that I am, I command you now to release my physical body and return to the light. Release my physical body and return to the light. Release my physical body and return to the light. Release my etheric body and return to the light. Release my etheric body and return to the light. Release my etheric body and return to the light. Release my mental body and return to the light. Release my mental body and return to the light. Release my mental body and return to the light. Release my emotional body and return to the light. Release my emotional body and return to the light. Release my emotional body and return to the light. Lower human consciousness, I now love you free. Ascend into the higher schools of learning and be transformed into God's perfection. My I Am presence now steps into the full authority of my four earthly bodies, and my vehicles are raised into the perfection of my fifth dimensional solar light bodies. I ascend in consciousness now into the kingdom of heaven, the vibratory realm of infinite physical perfection, the realm of my fifth dimensional solar I Am presence. I stand forth now as a complete God being within the glorious multicolored, multidimensional radiance of my fifth dimensional solar I Am presence. My heart, mind, and voice are centered within the 12-fold solar flame of my solar I Am presence. My feet are now planted firmly on earth, and simultaneously I am one with all of the ascended realms of infinite perfection. I am a God being of resplendent light, now realizing the fullness of that light on every level of my being. As I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. Therefore, I know that within my solar I am presence, I am now all of humanity, standing forth and realizing that we are children of God, beloved and empowered God beings on every realm of consciousness associated with this planet. Within my solar I am presence, I am the cosmic flame of harmony, liberating divine solar light into every physical and chemical interaction within my vehicles, healing and restoring all of the energy bonds between atoms and within atoms to the fifth dimensional solar vibrational frequency of God's infinite perfection. I know with all of the faith of my precious I Am presence that contained within this flowing electronic pattern of light is everything necessary to heal my physical body and the entire physical plane of Earth. It contains everything necessary to set straight the orbit, spin, and electronic charge of every cell, every atom, and every electron of life on Earth. I feel all energy bonds within the atomic realm now accelerating in vibration toward the frequency of infinite physical perfection. Every cell of life is now blazing with the full perfection of fifth-dimensional solar light, the tangible reality of the new Earth. Within my solar I Am presence, I am this divine light of God, now liberated in every interaction within humanity and all of the energy bonds therein. This includes the relationships of all people, all organizations, all races, all religions, and all nations. Liberating these interactions now into the harmony of a higher order of being. Expanding the sphere of humanity's solar I Am presence on the physical plane of Earth, creating the order of the new cosmic day of infinite perfection on planet Earth. Within the peace of the great solar quiet, I know this higher reality within my mind. I am receiving clearly the divine promptings, the ideas, and the concepts of my solar I Am presence. I feel this higher reality within my feeling world, itself within the great causal body of God. I am a calm ocean of these divine qualities, blazing forth perpetually and eternally to bless all life through the sacred fire breath of the Holy Spirit. I am now a living, light-filled temple of invincible perfection. I am vibrant health, infinite abundance, eternal youth, divine love, vitality, and joy. I am my solar light bodies of I Am consciousness, now made manifest in the physical plane of Earth and eternally sustained through divine grace. And so it is. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow these divine energies to be gently assimilated into the core of my being at a physical, etheric, mental, and emotional level. I breathe deeply and gently as I absorb the bliss of this cosmic moment on Earth. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am eternally grateful. Beloved Father, Mother, God, all that is, I am. During this auspicious time, the beings of light are consistently imploring us to stay focused on the light, even in the face of seeming adversity. It is vital that all of us use our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to empower what we want to manifest in our lives and in the world. If we focus the power of our attention on our fears and the negativity that is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted into light, we will actually empower and sustain the very things that we are trying to eliminate on this planet. Know that with every thought, word, feeling, and action, you are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows. Be cognizant of this truth and monitor the focus of your attention moment by moment, daily and hourly, throughout your earthly sojourn. In order to inspire you to keep on keeping on, the beings of light have given us a greater level of clarity and understanding regarding reaching a critical mass. I would like to share with you once again how critical mass affects our ability to change our lives. There is a phenomenon that often causes humanity to feel frustrated and powerless when it comes to changing our lives. That phenomenon is known as reaching critical mass, or in more pop culture lingo of the day, it's being referred to as the tipping point. When we awaken, we begin to understand the power of our thoughts and feelings. We realize the importance of monitoring the focus of our attention and of controlling our behavior patterns. Often as a result of this new insight, we begin putting forth the effort we need to think positively. We strive to hold our thoughts and feelings on what we want to manifest and create in our lives, instead of on our fears and the things that we do not want in our lives. We envision heaven on earth, and we breathe life into our thought forms with positive affirmations, meditations, decrees, buoyant joy, and heartfelt enthusiasm. But often, after what seems like a very valiant effort, we sometimes continue to experience many of the same old problems. This unfortunate situation causes us to become discouraged and to lose faith in our ability to change our lives. At that point, we often feel like our efforts are futile. That's when we decide to give up and we stop trying to make our lives better. When we let go of our visions and our hopes, we regress back into negative thinking patterns. We start dwelling on our fears, our problems, and our challenges, instead of empowering our goals, our hopes, and our dreams. As a result of this tragic relapse, things get worse in our lives, and our situations appear even more hopeless to us. Once we understand the phenomenon of reaching critical mass. It will give us the courage to persevere until our goals are accomplished. We will have the courage to stay focused on the light, even in the face of apparent failure, which is always an illusion. Everything is comprised of energy, vibration, and consciousness. And when we begin to explore just a minuscule fraction of the vast science of quantum physics, we learn that when something reaches a critical mass, there is an unstoppable shift that takes place. For example, when an electron is increasing in vibration, the moment it reaches a critical mass of the higher vibration, the entire electron ascends into the new higher frequency. The instant the electron reaches critical mass, nothing can prevent this unstoppable shift. Critical mass is actually very complex, and it is unique with every situation. But the Company of Heaven has said that for simplicity, we can think of reaching critical mass as reaching 51% of the energy, vibration, and consciousness of whatever it is that we're trying to manifest. For instance, when a person is thinking of prosperity consciousness, the moment that 51% of their energy, vibration, and consciousness is vibrating with the frequencies of prosperity and abundance instead of the dysfunctional illusion of poverty and lack and limitation, the remaining 49% is instantly absorbed into the new vibration, and abundance and prosperity will manifest in that person's life. Okay, so how does this facet of quantum physics affect our ability to take charge of our lives? As we strive to improve our lives, the same laws of quantum physics apply. These are universal laws to which we are all subject. When empowering a vision or a thought form, no matter what it is, the moment a critical mass of energy, vibration, and consciousness is reached in alignment with our vision, nothing can stop that vision from manifesting. The problem is, of course, that we never know just when we are going to reach that magical moment of critical mass. There are often no outer world signs to indicate that we are on the brink of reaching a critical mass. In fact, many times it looks like we are very far away from that instant of transformation. The reason for this is that our I Am presence must clear the way for the physical manifestation. Consequently, it gives us the opportunity to transmute the blocks and resistance that have prevented us from manifesting whatever it is we're trying to create in our lives. These things are pushed to the surface in our lives to be cleared out of the way and transformed back into light. As these things are surfacing, we usually feel a little overwhelmed by this energy, and we erroneously conclude that our efforts must be failing, and that if all of these things are happening and all of this negativity is surfacing, we must be failing. Then we decide that we are not accomplishing our goals, so we give up. The beings of light have said that many times we have been within a breath away of reaching a critical mass of our goal. But since we did not realize that, we became discouraged and we stopped working toward our life-transforming changes. Consequently, our hopes and dreams and our vision was never fulfilled. Let's not let that happen at this time. This is a year of new beginnings, and we have never had the magnitude of assistance from the Company of Heaven that we are receiving this year in 2008. So let's put forth the effort to monitor our thoughts and feelings and to energize and empower the visions of the new earth and the things that we want to manifest in our lives. So in very practical terms, again, let's reiterate, the critical mass means that when we are striving, for instance, to create prosperity in our lives, the moment that our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are vibrating with a critical mass of prosperity consciousness instead of poverty consciousness, our life circumstances will shift and we will begin to experience prosperity. The moment a critical mass of energy is aligned with our self-esteem and with love, we will magnetize positive relationships into our lives. The moment a critical mass of our energy is aligned with peace, with harmony, or with balance, we will manifest those divine qualities tangibly in our life experiences. The key to our success is that we must keep on keeping on, even in the face of adversity. It is vital for us to understand that the light of God is infinitely more powerful than any fragmented human miscreation we may have inadvertently created. Poverty has no power over the abundance of God. Our divine potential is infinitely more powerful than disease, failure, dysfunctional relationships, hatred, greed, corruption, war, or any other of the humanly created maladies appearing on the screen of life. We have forgotten that truth, and so we have not been invoking that power from our I Am presence in the company of heaven. We have been operating out of the dysfunctional, fragmented consciousness of the lower human ego, and consequently, we have not been empowering the power and truth of our visions. As long as we stay focused on the light and consecrate our energy to empower only the positive experiences we want to create in our lives and in the world, we will manifest our visions and our dreams faster than we can possibly imagine. Then, by invoking the violet transmuting flame, the gift of the laws of forgiveness, to transmute every electron of precious life energy that we have ever misqualified in any time frame or dimension, known or unknown, that is blocking or preventing our vision from manifesting, we will quickly bring our manifestation into tangible reality. Whatever you do, do not give up. This information is being given to us again by the beings of light in the realms of truth during this critical moment on earth to help us remember that if we do not like what is happening in our lives, we have the option to do something about it. This is true for each of us individually, and it is true for all of us collectively as a global family. We do not have to believe in the various universal laws that affect us, but we are all subject to them just the same. We don't have to believe in the law of gravity, but if we jump off of a roof, we are all going to fall to the ground just the same. We don't have to agree with the universal laws that affect us in all of the other areas of our life either. But since we're all subject to these laws, it's just common sense for us to try to accept them and to work with them. We do not have to believe that every single thought, word, action, and feeling we have will go out from us and affect the world and the people evolving within it. And then that energy will return to us to affect our personal lives with a like vibration. But this is happening scientifically, to the letter, in spite of any disbelief that we may have. It is important that we put things back into perspective and that we truly accept responsibility for turning our lives around. When we deliberately focus on transforming our lives and co-creating heaven on earth, our efforts are empowered by the unfathomable light of our I Am presence. Then if we invoke the assistance of the entire company of heaven to intercede on our behalf, our success is assured. During this special time we are spending together today, we will and the time that we will spend together every week, actually, we will join hearts with precious souls around the globe who are willing to serve as instruments of God during this cosmic moment. Together, we will invoke the company of heaven and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As one unified presence of light, we will be able to add to the light of the world exponentially. As we experience the sacred knowledge that is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of truth, we will awaken within us the memory of who we are and why we are here. We will begin to know and understand how we are to fulfill our purpose and our reason for being. This is a unique moment on planet Earth, and there is an unprecedented awakening taking place. It is occurring within the heart and mind of every evolving soul on the planet. People everywhere are beginning to ask, who am I and why am I here? In response to these heartfelt questions, the company of heaven is responding in ways that we have never experienced before. The divine intent of this sacred knowledge that is being given to humanity by the beings of light is to remind every man, woman, and child that we are not the fragmented, fear-based aspects of our human egos that we have erroneously come to believe we are. We are beloved sons and daughters of our Father, Mother, God. This profound truth is revealing to each and every one of us that we are powerful beyond our knowing and that our time is at hand. Now we know all that our Father, Mother, God has is ours. Because of the urgency of the hour, our Father, Mother, God have granted a cosmic dispensation to the company of heaven. Our godparents have given the spiritual hierarchy permission to intervene in our lives in new and powerful ways. Now, whenever an individual is invoking assistance from the company of heaven, these legions of light have been granted permission to amplify 1,000-fold that person's prayers, meditations, decrees, affirmations, visualizations, and every other aspect of his or her service to humanity and the light. This means that literally every time we invoke assistance from on high, we then speak our affirmations and our prayers and our indications into the world of form with the power and might of 1,000 people. Now, the time for Earth's ascension into the fifth dimension of infinite perfection is at hand, and the legions of light are encouraging all of us to join forces as we are through this radio program with each other so that we will greatly empower all of our holy endeavors. In order to encourage us to work together in groups and collective consciousness, the cosmic dispensation from our Father, Mother, God has been amplified even further for the company of heaven during our group work. Whenever we join together for our prayers, meditations, decrees, affirmations, visualizations, and every other aspect of our service to humanity and the light, the company of heaven has been granted permission to amplify our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Just imagine. This means that in a twinkling of an eye, we have the ability to transmute into light literally lifetimes worth of humanity's human miscreations. This is the purpose of our new online radio program, awaken your divine potential. During our sacred time together each week, we will work in the eternal moment of now. That means that whether you're able to tune in with us live or you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our unified force field of light. Your sacred gifts are being added to this unified divine mission, which is being co-created by both embodied light workers all over the world and the legions of light throughout infinity. God bless you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. I am presence of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether they are in or out of embodiment. And we invoke the entire company of heaven, the legions of light throughout infinity, to amplify our unified endeavors 1,000 times 1,000-fold on behalf of all humanity and every particle of life existing in, through, and around the body of beloved Mother Earth. Now, once again, this visualization will be stated in the first person as we join together in unified consciousness. Begin by breathing in and breathing out deeply in a relaxed divine momentum of harmony and balance. I am breathing in deeply and going within to the divinity of my heart. I feel my heart chakra opening to full breadth, and I experience the infinite love of God now flowing into my heart flame. On the holy breath, I expand the love of God through my heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Together we are creating a grid of divine love that encircles this planet. This grid of love is interpenetrating every facet of life. It is filling the abyss from the lowest frequencies of vibration on earth into the highest realms of infinite perfection. The love of God that is flowing through this grid now is lifting every facet of life into the highest frequency of vibration we can endure according to our individual divine plans. Now, as I speak these words, they awaken within the deepest recesses of the heart flame of every evolving soul as the divine truth and reality of their being. I am one with all life. I am going into the deepest recesses of my heart, the secret place of the Most High Living God. There I kneel before the altar of love and surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my I Am Presence, my true God reality. My I Am Presence has taken full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and I am ascending now in consciousness. I stand before the light of God, and this divine power fills every fiber of my being. It expands into my heart and mind and lifts me into the realms of illumined truth. From this level of divine consciousness, I clearly know and understand that whatever I am thinking, feeling, saying, or doing, I am empowering, co-creating, and magnetizing into my life. From this moment forth, I dedicate my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to empowering and co-creating only the highest good for myself and for all life evolving on this blessed planet. I begin with me, but I know that simultaneously I am serving as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. For we are all one, and all life is being lifted up with me. I invoke the entire company of heaven to come forth now. Blessed ones, please assist me in this endeavor and empower all of my affirmations on this sacred and holy day 1,000 times 1,000-fold. I now remember who I am, and I love and respect myself as a beloved child of God. I am enveloped in the invincible protection of God's glorious light and divine love. As I sojourn through my earthly experiences, I am manifesting limitless physical perfection in my earthly bodies. I am vibrantly healthy, eternally youthful, and radiantly beautiful. I am filled with divine love, and I am co-creating wonderful, loving relationships in every avenue of my life. I am continually receiving the infinite flow of God's abundance, and I am financially free. I am fulfilling my divine purpose, and I am financially and creatively rewarded in my job. I am an exponent and an example of divine family life, including my place in the family of humanity. I am reaching my divine potential as a son or daughter, a wife or husband, a mother or father, a grandmother or grandfather, a woman or a man, as a human being, a friend, a relative, a co-worker, a teacher, a steward of the earth, a way-shower, a light worker, and a co-creator of heaven on earth. I am an open door for the infinite light of God's eternal peace, God's divine love, truth, wisdom, enlightenment, harmony, and joy. I am a living example of divine trust, integrity, honesty, tolerance, acceptance, and reverence for all life. I am able to listen, understand, and communicate openly and honestly with every evolving soul. I am effortlessly ascending into the divine heart and mind of God with every holy breath I take. Within the causal body of God, I am tapping into the divine guidance and the viable solutions that will assist me in fulfilling my divine plan and my purpose and reason for being. From moment to moment, I am open and receptive to the divine guidance of my I Am presence and the assistance of the legions of light in the realms of illumined truth. I easily communicate with these beings of light through open heart and mind telepathic communication, and I am one with all life as I communicate openly with the angelic and elemental kingdoms as well. I now accept and know that these perfect patterns from the causal body of God are victoriously manifesting on earth through me as I expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. And so it is, beloved I am. I now breathe in deeply and return my consciousness to the room as I allow these energies to be assimilated within me. Precious hearts, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. I'm grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God and for your selfless service to the light on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. Please join with me again next week for a powerful activity of light. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.